Well, now, Iraq criticised the autonomous Kurdistan region for building up troops in disputed northern areas. Baghdad says the build-up of Kurdish troops, known as Peshmerga, shows that Erbil is not seeking a negotiated solution to the disputes between the two sides. It also accused Kurdish forces of harassing non-Kurdish citizens in the disputed areas. Iraq's federal government and the Kurdistan region are at odds over other issues, including oil and foreign relations. Kurdish authorities have signed oil contracts with foreign companies and engaged in ties with other countries without approval from Baghdad. Well, let's go to Washington now. I'm joined by Professor Nabil Mikhail, Professor at George Washington University. Thanks for your time there, sir. Mr. Mikhail, just what are the critical conflict points between the Iraqi central government and the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region?
I mean, they are basically, it's an old issue. It has been revived as a result of some energy deals. The relative stability of Iraq has fostered a sense of independence on the part of the Kurdish areas. But most analysts ignore the fact that the Kurds are divided. The number of their troops is very basically insufficient really to mount a challenge to a central government that the West invested heavily to keep central. So I believe that there are limits on what the Kurds advocate in terms of independence or energy or economic independence or self-sufficiency and administrative autonomy. So it is an issue that is revived periodically, but I do not think it will impact the whole area strategically.
Indeed. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but based on an agreement between the two, the Kurdistan region should not be hosting heavy weaponry, but reports show that it's heavily investing in such machinery and weapons. Some say a war might break out. Just what would be the consequences for both sides if such a thing happens?
Basically, bilateral strains between the Kurdish areas and Baghdad, and the inevitable or the possible intervention of the United States to mediate a conflict, because the United States used the Kurdish forces to help fight the insurgency. The United States does not want Kurdistan and its armed units to cause an insurgency. So definitely America will be a central part of the equation. And again, there are limits on what the Kurds can advocate and how far they can go in seeking independence or autonomy. And I do not think that they can mount a strategic challenge or initiate a heavy military build up. Any development inside Kurdistan will have negative repercussions on Turkey, on Armenia, on Russia, on Iran, on the whole area. And every country has a stake not to make the Kurdistan areas of Iraq flare up again. I think any conflict can be contained soon.
Indeed. All right, I'm sorry we'll have to leave it there. Many thanks, sir, to Nabil Mikhail, professor from George Washington University. Thanks for your time there, sir.